2020 NFBA Missouri Presidential Report by President Sheila Wright. You and I know that the traditional way to start this report is to say that we have had our most successful year ever. Of course, it all depends on how you measure success. By the way I see it, success is taking the challenges that you find and doing your best to meet them. If you believe my definition of success is correct, then you will have no problem in believing that this is indeed one of the most successful years we have ever had. We have learned just how flexible we can be. We have learned how to continue our work while obeying shelter in place and social distancing. Some of us have gone well beyond our comfort zone in learning to use electronic devices in ways we never have thought possible 6 months ago, and the convention we are having is a testament to our ability to adapt to the times in order to do this work of love that binds us together. When we last assembled in convention at the end of March, the NFB of Missouri was 6 months into the United States Association of Blind Athletes and Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield National Fitness Challenge. There were still 2 months left in the fitness challenge, so some of our earliest activities of the year centered on the challenge as we completed our weekly walking groups, participated in the Kansas City Trolley Run, and conducted a blind sports day at the Missouri School for the Blind. Our Sports and Recreation Committee, chaired by Robin House, continues to be active. The third annual rafting trip was a big success, and 21 of us floating 7 to 14 miles down the Niangua River. Such activities serve many purposes. For some, it is a new experience, a confidence builder, and travel in an unfamiliar setting. Such trips also build relationships and cohesiveness among us. We are looking forward to our fourth rafting trip, which is scheduled to occur August 22 at NRO near Lebanon, Missouri. The Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, Bell Academy, has become an annual summer project for children between the ages of 4 and 12. In 2019, the Bell Academy was held in St. Louis. Jenny Carmack was the coordinator for our St. Louis program. Although the program was smaller last summer, the children who participated seemed to get a lot out of it. Thank you to the staff that helped with Bell last summer and to Jenny Carmack and Debbie Wonder, who are both working in the Bell and Home Edition that is underway. We have 4 students in this first session of the summer. Fall is always busy with chapter walks, trivia nights, beach volleyball tournaments, nut sales, picnics, and meet the blind activities. All of this we do while still being active advocates for the blind, men and women who need us. In October, Governor Mike Parson issued a proclamation proclaiming October 15th as White Cane Awareness Day. I ask that you join me in appreciating the work of and congratulating Daniel Garcia and Roger Crome in seeing that this happened. Sometimes we take the little things for granted. But a proclamation from the governor is a very effective form of outreach and one step in building relationships with elected officials and those who work with them. On November 16th, the anniversary date of the National Federation of the Blind's founding, our affiliate launched a new program for middle school and high school teens. This group has become known as the Missouri Cane Drivers. You had an opportunity to meet them yesterday as they led our fit breaks. Savita Eilers is the chair and Amberlyn Burnham is the co-chair. Adult mentors are Amy Wilson, Linda Cocoviso, Ginny Carmack, and Debbie Wonder. We've talked about developing a program for this age group for several years. Amy Wilson made sure to turn the talk into action. Thank you to Amy and to everyone who has worked with and participated in getting the Cane Drivers up and running. As we move into the coming months, you will be hearing more about the Cane Drivers. We need to draw in a few adult male mentors so that we can include similar services to male teens as well. If any of you are interested in helping with this project, please let me know. We do need to do background checks on anyone who works with minors. This year, we have had contact with several fathers who have had custody issues. Assisted in IEP meetings for 3 students, made referrals to rehabilitation services for the blind, looked into 2 employment discrimination cases, advocated on behalf of at least 15 cases about blind pension, talked with hospital social workers, assisted blind people with getting connected with other services, etc. Our Good Works Committee was able to assist one blind member with a special need to prevent their electricity from being disconnected. She had gotten behind with her bills because of needing prescriptions for which she was being overcharged. Our Jefferson City chapter decided they wanted to help our state affiliate to launch a fundraising project that would get the affiliate off to a big start. They donated $3,000 to the affiliate to purchase a Carnival cruise package valued at $3,000. Tickets for this drawing are now on sale. Thank you to the Jefferson City chapter for this generous gift. Tickets are now available, and what we need is your help to sell them. The drawing will be at our NFB of Missouri State Board meeting on October 3. The prize winner will receive a 7-night cruise, up to $800 for airfare / travel, and $500 for onboard expenses or excursions. Tickets are $10 each. Let's not let the Jefferson City chapter down. Our Ways and Means Chair will be providing more information about this later today. Our 2020 scholarship fund is as high as I ever remember it being. This is due to chapter donations. The Hinges Scholarship of $500 is an annual donation from the Columbia Chapter and is presented to a female student. Thank you to the Columbia Chapter for your longtime commitment. The Jefferson City Chapter has established a practice of giving a scholarship in memory of the members they have lost. This was a difficult year with the loss of Laverne Tobin, Phyllis Wilson, and Joyce Bullock. We share in your sadness and the loss of these members and celebrate their lives through your gift of $1,500 to our scholarship program. More recently, the Jefferson City Chapter has lost another member. Glenda Elgin is the wife of Rick Elgin. They plan to give a memorial gift in her name in the future. Our thoughts and prayers should be with these families and our chapter members in Jefferson City. The Missouri affiliate was well represented at the Washington Seminar. Our team consisted of Christopher Tisdall, Debbie Wonder, Jeff Giffen, Linda Cocoviso, Carla Kearns, Roman Solano, Seyun Choi, and the Missouri State President. Our work on the Hill lays the groundwork for our legislative priorities, but it is our follow-through with our congressional members from Missouri that will determine our legislative success. Our Jefferson City Seminar was held February 17th and 18th. The most outstanding thing about the 2020 seminar was that we had 10 enthusiastic members attending their first Jefferson City Seminar. With a total of 32 members participating, we had representation from every chapter and were able to visit the office of every member of the General Assembly. There were two bills that got a fast start, but with the interruption of the legislative session, these bills did not make it through. Thank you to Roger Crum, Chair, and the entire Governmental Affairs Committee for your work in putting the 2020 Jefferson City Seminar together. 2 weeks prior to our March 26th through 29th State Convention, it became obvious that we needed to postpone our NFBA Missouri State Convention. This was a difficult decision, but within just a few days, there were many events being canceled. Within a few hours of consultation, we were able to reschedule the convention for June 5 through 7. I'm sure all of you know the rest of the story, and we are pleased to be holding our first ever virtual convention. Thank you all for working with us to make this come to be a time when we could come together to learn, to encourage one another, and to carry out the work of the National Federation of the Blind in Missouri. All of us have been affected as we altered plans, work schedules, and practiced social distancing. We rapidly found ways to come together and encourage one another. Zoom has become a common word in our organization. We have rediscovered the art of calling one another just to let our members know we care and help them connect. We have hosted over 30 Zoom calls in the past 11 weeks. Each Saturday morning, we have held a Missouri Members Connection to discuss new developments with the COVID-19 and the impact it is having on us. We talk about happenings throughout the NFB and use this time as a way to connect with one another. Daniel Garcia continues to explore different topics of interest, and he continues to post weekly announcements so that other federations interested in the topic can join us. Amy Wilson has and continues to schedule Zoom calls and has worked tirelessly with many of us to learn how to use Zoom. As convention has drawn closer, we have held Zoom trainings for both those who were helping to run this convention and those who wanted to be able to join the convention. Jenny Carmack has compiled a list of resources related to COVID-19 and has been posted on nfbmo.org by our webmaster. As your state president, I think there are two things that have become obvious to me through taking the telephone calls we get each day. The first of these is just how much help is needed in the world and how, try though we might, we can't give everyone what they need. We have no magic cure to restore vision for those desperately looking for that answer. We don't have the money to afford medical procedures that stabilize or enhance vision, and we can't even begin to meet the need that people have for glasses. There are injustices that take place because of the perceptions of blindness that exist in the education system, the workplace, and the courts of our land. There are people for whom we can offer little help, for they have let much of their life go by, believing that they never really had a choice to live the lives they want. But there is a positive side to the calls we take, and often it is these I think about when trying to maintain perspective. For many who call, we have the answers. For many who call, we provide much-needed hope. Through our work together, we send a strong message that as blind people, we care about blind people, and collectively, we can do much more than any one of us standing alone. Sometimes my most well-planned schedule can be derailed by a ringing telephone, but one-on-one conversations are how relationships are made, and relationships are how we change lives. I thank you for the relationship that we share, as together we reach out to others for what they need and what they can become. I'd like to share one of my favorite parables with you. One day, an old man was walking along a beach that was littered with thousands of starfish that had been washed ashore by the high tide. As he walked, he came upon a young boy who was eagerly throwing the starfish back into the ocean, one by one. Puzzled, the man looked at the boy and asked what he was doing. Without looking up from his task, the boy simply replied, "I'm saving these starfish, sir." The old man chuckled aloud. "Son, there are thousands of starfish and only one of you. What difference can you make?" The boy picked up a starfish, gently tossed it into the water, and turning to the man said, "I made a difference to that one." The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. Blindness is not what holds us back. You can live the life you want. Let us go build the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri.